From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Floating format for you tonight. Next hour, Orion Foxwood joins us. Mystical Little People, The Tree of Enchantment, followed by Steve Bassett, Disclosure 2009. Well, Barack Obama and John McCain uncorked massive get-out-the-vote operations in more than a dozen battleground states Sunday. Millions of telephone calls all around the country, mailings, door knockings in a frenzied, fitting climax to a record-shattering $1 billion campaign. You know, a little more than a day now, most national polls show Obama ahead of McCain. State surveys suggest that the Democrats' path to the 270 electoral votes and perhaps far beyond is much easier to navigate than McCain's. Now, here's our schedule, by the way. Monday, we will have open lines on Coast to Coast, general open lines, of course. You call about anything, but we just feel it's important that you sound off Monday before the election. Just get your views felt. On Tuesday, we will have a special edition of Coast to Coast AM beginning at 9 p.m. Pacific time. 9 p.m. Pacific time for those stations who want to carry this special edition or who also carry our early feed normally during the week. So our special coverage will begin Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific time, then followed by our complete Coast to Coast program where we will have a number of analysts and reporters from all around the country just giving you perspective with a coast-to-coast slant. The Ohio magistrate has rejected a challenge to Barack Obama's U.S. citizenship. On the same day, Hawaiian officials say there's no doubt that Obama was born in Hawaii. The ruling from Warren County, Ohio magistrate Andrew Kesselbach in southwestern Ohio rejected the argument of Middletown resident David Neal that the Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner should confirm Obama's birthplace or remove him from the ballot. Now, judges in Seattle and Philadelphia recently dismissed similar suits. Theories abound that the Democratic presidential candidate's birth certificate is fake and he was born abroad. But the Hawaiian officials say that they believe and verify that the health department holds Obama's original birth certificate, according to their vital statistics. In a moment, we'll talk with attorney Philip Berg, who's asking the Supreme Court to stay the election. So we'll have Philip Berg on with us in just a moment. U.S. Navy officials say one of two short-range ballistic missiles shot from a military facility in Hawaii in a defense test system was hit by an interceptor missile fired from a Navy ship. They say it worked. It's the first time that the Navy, rather than the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency, oversaw the firing of a so-called Standard Missile 3 interceptor against a ballistic missile target. An Israeli security chief says he is concerned that hardline extremists could assassinate an Israeli leader to foil peace moves with the Palestinians. Shin Bet Internal Security Agency head Yuval Diskin says that a group in the extreme right is prepared to assassinate politicians in order to halt diplomatic processes. The body of Saddam Hussein apparently was stabbed six times after he was executed, according to the head guard at the former president's tomb north of Baghdad, who was one of the people that helped bury the corpse. Saddam's tribe denies the claim, and the Iraqi government denies any mutilation took place after the dictator was hanged on December 30th of 2006 for crimes against humanity. Studs Terkel, the ageless master of listening and speaking, a broadcaster, activist, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author whose best-selling oral history celebrated the common people he liked to call the non-celebrated, has died. Studs Terkel, 96 years old. And Marilyn Ferguson, whose best-selling book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, helped establish the New Age movement, she has died at the age of 70 of an apparent heart attack. Now, in a moment, Philip Berg with us. We're going to talk with him about his push to get the Supreme Court to put a stay on the election. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Philip Berg has been a fighter for individual rights for a number of years. He often donates time as a pro bono attorney on many occasions as well. We're bringing him in now to talk about this breaking news story, because it is a major story. I want to get Philip's perspective on this, and later on we'll take some phone calls with you. Philip, welcome back to Coast to Coast, Philip.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about you first. I want my audience to get a perspective on your efforts, who you are, Philip, and why you're doing this. Because also in the year 2000, you were challenging the presidential election in Florida. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. At that time, tell us why you decided to do that.
Well, I did that because there was a real question of who won the race, who won the nomination for president, and there was a recount going on, and there were just a number of issues that had to be dealt with. And I'm a person that when I get involved in an issue, I do it full-heartedly, and I move ahead, and I try to do the best I can for it.
Now, this effort investigating Barack Obama's birth certificate, I want to make sure that everyone understands that this is not partisanship. You're not out to get Barack Obama, are you?
Not at all. Believe it or not, I know your listeners, they've heard, probably many have heard before, but those that haven't, I'm a lifelong Democrat, which is probably a shocker to a lot of people, because what I'm dealing with here crosses party lines. I am trying to see that the United States Constitution is followed. It's a very sacred document. It's the foundation of everything in the United States. It's something that other people around the world look at for their countries to be able to build upon. And right now, I feel it's being walked upon.
Okay, now, your case at the United States District Court for Eastern District of Pennsylvania, it was basically tossed out for lack of standing. We see in Hawaii where they're saying, well, his birth certificate, we believe, is authentic. Judges in Seattle dismissing similar suits. Why do you continue with this, Phil?
Well, first off, I think we have to look very carefully what the official said in California. They don't say that they have Barack Obama's birth certificate that says he was born in Hawaii. They're indicating, first off, the governor sealed the records a few days ago, and then a couple days later, a couple officials say they imply there's a birth certificate there, but they don't say that. And now, what is very possible, because Hawaii permitted for a long time people to register births there, they could have what we're looking for, but no one else has produced. They could have the birth certificate from Kenya. We really believe he was born in Kenya. And then Hawaii provided that people could come and register births from elsewhere in Hawaii. So I'd love to see what they really have out there, because I doubt they have a birth certificate. I'll tell you why. On two occasions in the past couple of months, Barack Obama has himself been in Hawaii. This issue has grown humongous, and I'm not sure why at this point he hasn't just produced his birth certificate. If he had produced a certified copy of the vault copy, which is the original birth certificate, and if it had indicated Hawaii, I would have walked away a long time ago. But since it has delayed so long, we've spent a lot of time and effort investigating all aspects of Obama's life and found out things that when he was living in Indonesia, and we'll go into that, and or when he went to Pakistan. He was in Indonesia from the ages of 6 to 10, and he was in Pakistan at the age of 20. But those two other scenarios would have knocked him out as being a, quote, natural-born citizen had he been one in the first place. But I do not believe he was ever. There's three, as you know, there's only three qualifications for president. One is you're 35 years of age. Number two, you've lived here for 14 years. And three, you'd be a natural-born citizen. He does not meet that requirement. And I really believe Obama and his campaign staff and the Democratic National Committee has attempted to place upon us the greatest hoax in the history of our country. And I hope that when everything is said and done, that the Howard Dean and other officials at the Democratic National Committee, Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and his senior campaign staff all are charged and tried in the criminal courts of our country and held accountable for this hoax.
Let's jump ahead for just a moment before we talk about the Supreme Court and what you expect. Let's assume Barack Obama is elected president of the United States, and you keep at this, and somehow it comes to fact that you've been correct all the time, and he wasn't born here. He was born in Kenya. What happens?
Well, we have a real nightmare, and that's why I keep pursuing this. There's, like I said, nothing more important than the Constitution. It depends when it's discovered that he's not a natural born. Now, first off, he has an obligation to everyone in this country to come clean and answer the question. And I've said that for weeks now, but he hasn't. They avoided, which is the only aspect of the Obama well-oiled campaign machine that they haven't dealt with. As your listeners probably know, because people have made comments, if someone makes a statement on one of the blogs out there, on the many, many blogs out there, someone makes a statement they disagree with, they have paid staff just looking at computers all day, looking for blogs. And if someone makes a statement they don't like, they are responding immediately. If McCain makes a statement that they disagree with, Obama's out there 2-3 hours, the most one day, stating what? Stating that he disagrees or a different viewpoint. And at the most, I even saw one day I was shocked. There was a videotape placed out there by McCain, and within 6 hours, the Obama people had created a new video to counter that and somehow bought time and it was on the air. So they're a well-oiled machine, yet this case that I have filed, which is the most significant case in history, and not because of me. I'm just a upfront person representing all of your listeners, every citizen in this country. Excuse me. So this case has been up there 8-9 weeks, and not one comment from the Obama people except the legalisms, which you're allowed to do, but, you know, shouldn't be done in this case, stating a motion to dismiss and a motion for protective order, and now in the Supreme Court some motions against us from proceeding, when it could be very easily resolved just by producing a certified copy of a vault copy, which the vault is along the original one, of a birth certificate. And because they haven't done that, I'm starting to urge all my listeners on our website not to vote for Obama. Just don't vote, because unless he can prove himself by tomorrow, what's going on, that is, his status is a natural born. And to do that, we need the birth certificate. We need a certain document called a certificate of citizenship that you would get when you came back from Indonesia after he was adopted there, went to school there. And we also need any documents indicating name or change of name, because it could be that his name really is not Barack Obama. It could be Barry Sotoro. That's the name he had over in Indonesia, which we'll go into a little later.
Now, is it when one files to be president for, you know, to run in the various states in the primaries, do you have to bring a birth certificate or anything like that to file for any of those prospective states?
Shocking. We've checked up and down. Believe it or not, there's no check and balance any place to verify the three basic factors that you need for the qualifications to be president of the United States. There's no agency, board, regulatory agency, place, any registration, any place that requires you to prove that you are, you know, you meet these requirements, which I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger's probably said, gee, why didn't I do this? Because
yeah.
He has come out, the governor of California, and said, you know, people talk to me about being president. Well, I am naturalized, so therefore amend your constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But then you
mm-hmm.
get to Barack Obama, and what's he say? I don't care about your constitution. He's the candidate of change. He can do whatever he wants. And I'm being sarcastic at this moment because I'm so frustrated with the fact that it's hard for me as a Democrat to deal with someone here as a Democratic Party who just won't abide by the basic fact, show the birth certificate then, and now these other documents. We're not asking. We're not asking for his bank account. We're not asking for his Social Security number. We're asking for something basic that every one of your listeners has to deal with sometime in their life, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 10 times. And if any of your listeners happen to lose their birth certificate or misplace it, they can get a new one within 2, 3, 4 days for paying anywhere between $5 and $20, depending where they live in this great nation. So it really boggles my mind. Our website, ObamaCrimes.com, that's ObamaCrimes.com, has over 90 million hits in the past 9 weeks, which is unbelievable.
Now, you're going to get some calls tonight, Phillips, from some folks who support Barack Obama. And it's going to be interesting to see how you handle those calls and what you say to them. Your bottom line is, and you're not questioning whether he could be a great president or not, you're simply saying you don't believe he qualifies.
That's right. And I'll be glad to take calls from anyone, especially, and I have spoken to Obama supporters before, and what I basically say to them is, why don't you ask Obama the question, where's your birth certificate? Where's your certificate of citizenship? Why are you not producing these documents? Because with 90 million hits, There's a great concern by people out there wanting to know what is going on, and we have a right to know. We have a right to know, are you natural born? And this appears to be the first time in history anyone has tried to do this. There was a question when Martin Van Buren was running for president, and it was resolved, obviously, in his favor because he became president, because he was born in a U.S. territory back then, not a part of the United States, but it was obviously ruled in his favor. And what should have been done in this case, let's just say for a minute, hypothetically, that Obama feels that there are technical reasons that he does not meet the qualifications. Before announcing for president 21, 22 months ago, he should have gone to court 23, 24 months ago and said, true, there's some technicalities here, and I want them ironed out. He didn't do that.
Well, let me ask you, though, Phil, why didn't Hillary Clinton come forward and make that an issue? Because she could have stormed right past him in the primaries, and she didn't say much about that.
I'm not sure if she knew it or not. What happened, this had been circulating around for over a year, and the most significant date is June of 2008. That's significant because that's when the Obama people put on their website, their campaign website, a document they thought would make everything go away. They put on there a certification of live birth, a COLB, C-O-L-B, and they tried to imply that that belonged to Barack Obama, that he was born in Hawaii. Well, we've had experts look at that document, and the document has been altered. At the very bottom of the document, it says, if there's any alteration, this document is void.
And how was it altered, Philip?
Well, there's many things. It's on our website, ObamaCrimes.com. But the biggest thing is you can see under the name Barack Obama the fact that the name Maya, M-A-Y-A, which is his half-sister. So we really don't know, and there's other things on there rather than go into detail, sure, the type and everything else that's done at that time. It's an out-and-out forgery. And since that time, the only thing they keep coming back with, they don't come back with, well, here's his birth certificate. A birth certificate and a certification of live birth is supposed to have the same information, although the certification of live birth is supposed to have less information. But a birth certificate, as all your listeners know, lists the hospital and the doctor's name. And
right, the time you were born and all that stuff.
But that's not what's on a certification of live birth. And therefore, just an example here. A gentleman called me last week and he said, I've been carrying my certification of live birth for 40 years. I went to get a passport and they told me it's not valid. I need my birth certificate. A woman called up and said, I went to register my child for Little League and I took with me my certification of live birth. And these are real certification of live birth, not a phony like Obama's trying to do. And they said they wouldn't accept it for Little League. You must produce a birth certificate. You need birth certificates for Little League. You need them for school. You need them for the draft at times. You need them for driver's licenses in some jurisdiction. You need them for a passport. Different states have different requirements. Sometimes at college they require them. Different places. But they don't want a certification of live birth. They want a birth certificate. And like I say, this is so easy. I mean, if he can't produce a birth certificate indicating a real one from Hawaii, then he doesn't belong in the race. I mean, this is a candidate of change. We're not changing our Constitution, Mr. Obama.
This is a bizarre story. I mean, and I've got you on tonight, Philip, you know, not because I'm questioning whether Barack Obama was a citizen or not, because I don't know. I don't know. But this is one of the biggest stories I've seen in years in terms of the possibility of an election being stayed because nobody knows if the candidate's qualified or not. It is absolutely bizarre.
That's why the case now is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, where I personally went to Washington and filed that last week, just several days ago. And hopefully the Supreme Court will look at it. I mean, what I'm asking is monumental. I'm asking to hold up the election. But I think the Supreme Court obviously has the power. I think the easy way out would be if the court on Monday morning issued at 10 or 11 o'clock. And this is hypothetical, just for your listeners. Nothing's been issued yet.
This could be in a few hours. Okay,
yeah.
What?
I think they should issue an order to Barack Obama that you have till 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon to produce documentation that you're natural born. If not, you're off the ballot. That's something that can be produced. You can't tell me that they don't have all the documents in their possession.
So if he's off the ballot, what happens? Is it just McCain and the Libertarian and Ralph Nader and people like that? Is that it?
Well, if it had been done earlier, and that's why I think the Democratic National Committee should be held accountable, because I served them a copy, not the formal service, on August 22nd, several days before the convention started. If at that point, I think Howard Dean had a duty to every Democrat in the country, and actually every citizen in the country, no matter what party they were affiliated with, to call Obama in and say, listen, this lawsuit was filed about you.
All right, hold on right there, Phil.
Sure.
We're going to take this break. I'm going to come right back with you. We're going to talk more about this, what you expect from the Supreme Court, and we're going to take phone calls in what still is a very bizarre story. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Floating format tonight, next hour, The Tree of Enchantment with Orion Foxwood, a little mysticism for you. Then later on tonight, Stephen Bassett, as we talk about Disclosure 2009. When we come back, more with attorney Philip Berg, who is asking the Supreme Court to delay Tuesday's election, and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. So, Philip, as I see it, the Supreme Court can do one of three things. They can do nothing. They can stay the election, and we try to figure this thing out. Or they can simply rule that they think his birth certificate or whatever they have is authentic, and on the election goes. What do you think?
Well, first off, they can't do the latter because they don't have anything which indicates that a birth certificate. I think we've attached a copy of the certification of live birth, which is not a birth certificate. We know it's a very heavy, heavy burden on the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the election because people around the United States and around the world are waiting for this to occur. But I think it would be the only proper thing to do until we can determine whether he is a candidate who has, quote, standing. Whether he has the qualifications to be president. I mean, the third requirement is major. Is he natural born? And there's so many issues about it. And significant, like I said before, is the fact that in June of 2008, they put on their website this false document to try to quell all the discussions about it around the world. You didn't put it on there. I didn't put it on there. Your listeners didn't put it on there. So why can't they come back with a real live certification, a birth certificate? Obama was just there in Hawaii last week. Why didn't he bring it back with him? Because it does not exist.
Would you endorse him as a lifelong Democrat if he can produce what you think he needs to produce?
It's very hard for me at this point because look what he's put the country through. I mean, and he has. He's put many, many people in this country through turmoil, trying to ascertain if he's a natural-born citizen. So, I mean, I wish if months ago he had, I'd be a supporter. I would have been out there fighting for him. But at this point, I have some real doubts, and I'm not so sure. First off, he's not going to be able to produce the document, so I guess I don't have to deal with that issue. But if he would, I mean, I've been a Democrat my whole life. Have I ever voted for a Republican? Yes. But most of, probably about 98% of the time, I voted for a Democrat because that's where my ideals are. But my ideals do not support a candidate who's trying to put a hoax on the American public.
McCain born in Panama, but I guess that was on a military establishment, right?
Since the late 1800s, any military personnel around the world that have children, if both parents, the key is if both parents are U.S. citizens, their child comes back as a natural-born child. In Obama's case, the difference is only one parent was a U.S. citizen,
right?
And therefore, you got to go to the law at the time. The law at the time provided that the American citizen must have lived in the United States for 10 straight years. His mother did, but five of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 and 5 equals 19. She was only 18 when she delivered Brock. Now, some of your listeners go say, "Wow, you know, that's only you're playing with months there. You know what's going on?" I didn't write the law. The law is what the law is, you know, and that's what it says, therefore not natural born. But we also have the problems in Indonesia and Pakistan. He just does not fulfill the requirements. And again, if he thought these little technicalities, why didn't he come forth and go to a court, get it resolved ahead of time? And I believe the reason they're not doing anything right now, they're afraid of perjury, because perjury in federal court is a very high crime, and people really pay dearly for it in the federal system.
Now, when you say you went to the Supreme Court, how many justices are going to look at this, one or the entire court?
Well, the rule is for the application for an injunction, that goes to one justice, and that would be Justice Souter. Justice David Souter would get that because he is the justice assigned to the Third Circuit, which is Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. So he will have that Well, I believe it's either there on his desk now or be on his desk first thing Monday morning. And it's his decision initially what to make. You know, he can call the court into it. He can do whatever he wants after that fact, but it's his initial review.
And are you expecting what?
Well, I really would like for the entire United States to be satisfied so we don't end up in a constitutional crisis. I would love him to make a decision tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning to say, you know what, Barack Obama, you have till 4 o'clock this afternoon to produce all your records indicating that you're natural born. If not, you're off the ballot. Now, that would create a monster if he's off the ballot, because if this occurred back in August when I created and filed the lawsuit,
right,
the party rules of the Democratic National Committee provide that they shall consult with members of Congress, obviously Democrats, and then the Democratic National Committee shall meet and substitute a candidate. At this late date, I don't know what would happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to have George Bush again, are we?
No, I think not, but we get into a real mess right here, because if the election goes on Tuesday and Obama's out, does that mean perhaps Biden becomes president? And listen, one way or the other, if the election turns out that Obama loses, I'm still pursuing this case because we need a determination of where is the checks and balance in the system.
All right, if the Supreme Court decides they're not ruling on this, you've now taken it up as high as you can go. Are you going to leave it or what? What's your next step after that?
Next step is the Electoral College. This must be resolved one way or the other. And the Electoral College, they don't meet until the second week in December in the various state capitals around the nation, because no one really wins the presidency on November 4th. What you're winning is the majority wins the electors for that state. Then they meet in December, cast their votes, and they're sent to Congress in the first or second week in January. Congress meets. They open up all the electoral votes and make a determination who's president. So there's time in there, and I believe the Electoral College is charged again. They're charged with the responsibility to nominate a person who is qualified for president. So there's still time, and we're going to hang in there with it because, like I said, there's nothing more important than the Constitution. The real fear is if we end up, if they somehow can delay it past January 20th and Obama's sworn in as president, it really creates a monster constitutional crisis, because any law that would be signed into effect by him would be invalid. The military would have a real problem because their orders are to follow the president of the United States, duly qualified. You know, we have a real mess on our hands here with appointments of judges, ambassadors. We're looking at a nightmare. And whose fault is it? One person, Obama. He could have cleared this up months ago. But I really believe the reason he hasn't cleared it up is because he doesn't have the documentation to clear it up.
Well,
he is not natural born.
I have not seen through the massive election spots on television and on radio, I haven't seen or heard anything about McCain challenging his birth, or did I miss something?
No, it's strange why he hasn't challenged it, as you raised. Why didn't Hillary challenge it, or why the Republican National Committee hasn't challenged it? It makes no sense, because the challenge should be by everyone. This should cross political lines. The people should be just asking a simple question: are you qualified? And Obama should have complied. He's the candidate of change. You know who I feel horrible for? I feel bad, and obviously Obama doesn't. I feel bad for the over 18 million people that voted for Obama and the people that have donated over 600 or 625 or 650 million to his campaign, because he has really pulled the wool over their eyes, and I think it's unconscionable. And I think those people should be demanding, you know, a response from them. The fear that comes out is, you know, we can't really question anything here because, you know, if something happens, there might be a race riot in this country. Please, I hope no race riot. First of all, I'm not a racist. I happen to be white, but I also happen to be a paid-up life member of the NAACP. If the only person responsible for him not winning, if his name comes off, or not winning the race because of the basically being on your show and getting the word out that he does not meet the qualifications, the only person responsible is Barack Obama, and he should be held. He should step forward. Right now, he should step forward and say, "I'm not a natural born. I hereby withdraw from this race."
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, sure, it's not going to happen. But you know what? He must be held accountable, and people like him should go to jail for this, because this is a disgrace. This is the first time in the history of our country someone has tried to pull the wool over the people's eyes.
You truly think you're that right?
Oh, I'm 1,000% right. Absolutely. There's no question. We just released, I think last night, the tape that we have. We have a on our website, we refer to two affidavits from ministers who actually had a conversation with Sarah Obama in Kenya. That's Obama's paternal grandmother. And she states that she was in the hospital when he was born in Kenya back on August 4th, 1961. So, you know, we have produced that. What have they produced? They haven't produced anything. The tape is a little hard, difficult to hear because it goes from English to Swahili.
Well, people will claim that it was doctored. You know that.
No, wait a minute. There's two things on the Internet. Someone has tried to, I think, debunk me by putting up a video of her speaking with certain words. That is not mine. That is wrong. We have nothing to do with it. And we had someone with who can interpret Swahili. What she's saying on that videotape and what's on the screen are two different things. However, we just have an audio tape, which was done by two ministers. We just released it yesterday. It's difficult to hear. And what you do hear, and we have the translation of it also there, because you hear her stating he was born here in Kenya. Then we have some other relatives, younger relatives, saying in the background, no, Grandma, he was born in Hawaii. Obviously, they were set up to say
well,
that.
Well, you would think, Philip, and let's take some calls here, but you would think that anybody who was going to be a candidate for any political office would go and get his or her birth certificate from the get-go, whether it was when he ran for the state legislator, as a state legislator in Illinois or the state or the Senate. Or whatever, you would think you'd get your birth certificate. So I don't understand why he just doesn't plop it down on somebody's desk.
The only reason he doesn't plop it down on someone's desk is he doesn't have it. What he has will show that he was born in Kenya, and or he has this certificate of citizenship when he came back from Indonesia, and that would say that he is now a naturalized citizen. I'm sure he has documents, but I'm sure none of the documents that he has are legitimate documents indicating that he is natural born. And again, the fear of turning those over to a court system is that could be perjury. And many times we see in cases where they can't prove the main crime, they get people on perjury.
They get you on something else. Yep. All right, let's go east of the Rockies. We've got you, JK in Texas. You're on the air with us. Go ahead, JK.
Phil, why didn't you go to Hawaii and try to get your hands on that vaulted birth certificate?
Well, we did what's even better. We took a United States federal subpoena and subpoenaed the records there, and we're just tied up in litigation. They came back from the Department of Health out there that we didn't do something perfect. We need one for the federal court out there, and we even subpoenaed the two hospitals in Hawaii, and they came back. Believe it or not, they want us to provide the signature of Barack Obama. They wouldn't honor the subpoena, so that's in the mix of various court proceedings that we didn't have a hearing on to have the court order that they produce those documents. I agree with you. But on the other hand, why doesn't Obama just produce it? You know, I mean, that'd be very simple.
No, and again, I'm looking at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and it is quoting here, Hawaiian Health Department Director says that she and the Registrar of Vital Statistics have personally verified that the health department holds Obama's original birth certificate. What does that mean?
Well, but notice what they say. They don't say they have the original birth certificate that he was born in Hawaii.
No, they just say they have his original birth certificate.
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
Okay, and that's
very
good.
They may have it.
They could have his original birth certificate from Kenya because what we believe happened is he was born in Kenya. Mom wanted him actually born in Hawaii, but she was too close to delivery date. People back in 1961 weren't allowed on planes because the planes are different than today. And even today, they question people in the last, you know, when they're about to deliver. She delivered the baby over in Kenya, flew back several days later. The actual registration was, there's a registration of August 4th, like 4 days later in Hawaii. So to register, they might have had to provide the original birth certificate. No one knew back then he was going to be attempting to run for president. So they could have the original copy of the Kenya birth certificate in the files because Hawaii did provide for a long period of time that you were able to register your child in Hawaii even if your child was not born there.
And they're not showing anybody then this original birth certificate they say that they hold?
That's correct.
Why not? Is that personal or what?
Well, they're saying doesn't even make sense that they're saying that, because several days before that, the governor of Hawaii sealed any records regarding Barack Obama. So if they sealed the records, then how are these officials now saying we have it, we've seen it? And Obama was just out there. Who knows what he told people? But the converse of that is, why hasn't Obama just gotten a certified copy of his birth certificate? He was there the week before the Democratic National Convention, and he was there last week. You know, how long would it take him to drive over there with his motorcade, walk in the office there, and get a copy? I mean, the burden really shifts. Like you said, it's not that difficult, you know, for people. People have to produce them every day. And why hasn't he produced it? I'm sure he hasn't produced it because it says he's born in Kenya. And the key is when he's in Indonesia, because when he comes back from Indonesia, he was there for 4 years. He was in school there. The only way to be in school in Indonesia was he had to be a natural son, a natural child of Indonesia. Obviously, he wasn't born there, so the law provided that someone could be adopted or acknowledged. Lolo Satori could have just said, this is my son. He would have then become a natural citizen of Indonesia. And the key for that is when he came back. But however, to support that, like I said, on our website, we have a copy of his school record in Indonesia, which says Barry Sotoro. That's his name over in Indonesia. His stepfather is Lolo Sotoro. So that indicates he probably was adopted. And then it says on that school record, his nationality is Indonesia and his religion is Islam. Once he had those, the only way back to the United States would have been through immigration. If he came through immigration, he would be only a naturalized citizen because he was a citizen of Indonesia in the 60s when Indonesia did not provide for dual citizenship. So, you know, that's important. Now, on the other hand, if he didn't go through immigration, which is possible that he went back to Hawaii on the same passport or whatever he had to get into Indonesia, if he didn't go through immigration on the way back, he then would be an illegal alien today, not able to run for president, nor be a U.S. senator from Illinois. And likewise, unless we see name change records, his legal name today could be Barry Sotoro.
How could someone run for the highest office in the land and nobody check, even though he may be a citizen? Because I don't know. But how could this happen and nobody check except you?
Because there's no place to check. There's no requirement that he turn in a birth certificate. We go on people's honor and word. And especially, shouldn't you believe someone running for president would be honest about it? But once the question was raised, remember, I didn't put it on their website in June 2008. George, you didn't put it on there. The Obama people put this forged document to try to cut the mustard, to try to get people to stop looking at the issue. They put it on their website in June 2008. I didn't even get involved in this until August of 2008 when someone called me up and asked me to explain what's going on. And I told them, what do you have? They told me they haven't seen it. I said, why are you calling me? And they said, Phil, you're the only attorney in the country with brass you-know-what to file a lawsuit like this. And I looked at it, and I checked it, and the facts are there, and I decided to file the suit. And since then, our website has exploded. ObamaCrimes.com has over 90 million hits in 9 weeks, which is unbelievable.
Are you doing this on your own, or are you getting paid by some group?
Paid by no one. It's costing me a fortune. I have clients mad. I believe it or not, I'm a sole practitioner. I have a couple of part-time attorneys that have done some work for me. This has been my life for the last 9, 10, 11 weeks, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. But there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. I have received and continue and would like to receive more because it's costing me contributions from our website, from people around the country that want to see the truth to come out.
Yeah, Philip, I've got every phone line lit, and I've only taken one call. Can you hang with us at least one more half hour?
Sure.
Let's do that. I'm going to keep you for a half hour. Everybody who's been on hold, stay there. I will get to you because I'm not doing you justice if I end this right now. We'll be back in a moment with Philip Berg on Coast to Coast AM and your phone calls.